Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
You know, Mark, you were defending Brock Pierce there in the end of the last segment and his complete inability, it seemed, to actually take a position on any of the questions that that we asked him throughout the entire hour. And you actually compared him to Joe Jorgensen right at the end, and I was surprised by that. I didn't have much time left in the segment to rebut you. But when we interviewed Joe Jorgensen, she answered,
which I wasn't on,
nearly every single question. The only one she kind of hemmed on was the secession question. So everything else she had a clear answer for, and they were libertarian answers.
What I was hearing from, well, Brock Pierce isn't running as a libertarian.
Okay, but he does say liberty on the front page of his website.
I bet it says liberty on the front page of every person, you know, Biden and Trump's websites, too. So what I would say is that it sounds to me like he's running a campaign that is different than things we've seen up to this point, where he intends to give a voice to people, to the chief executive, in ways that they haven't seen before. And I can say that the things that we're doing at this point aren't working. If I have to choose between Brock and Trump and Biden, I know who I'm picking.
But that won't be your choice. You will have Joe Jorgensen likely on the ballot here in New Hampshire.
It's very likely, and I will have to take a New Hampshire ballot. If I get to vote at all, I will be taking a New Hampshire absentee ballot. I've done some research today, and this isn't legal advice, but it appears as though residents of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands can vote absentee in the state in which they last lived.
But you wouldn't do that because voting is a total waste of time at the federal level.
Well, I mean, is it a waste of time? Not if that's what you want to do.
But you're, like, on the air all the time telling people who call in.
I tell people
that
voting
is
mathematically
like
insignificant, and I tell them that if they want to vote, they should vote. If they don't want to vote, they should not vote.
So you
but
want to
But the only thing that I really
time.
Make a big deal about, like, this is the thing that I make a big deal about, is that...
The only thing? All right, let's hear it.
When it comes to voting, is that people who do not like voting, who think that you shouldn't vote because reasons.
Okay, but let's just clarify. You've said a million times on the air how insignificant the vote is that somebody makes in a federal election.
Yep.
You are going to go out of your way.
I wrote an email.
And you're going to pull an absentee ballot, and you did research.
What do you mean by pull? I expect it to be sent to me.
You have to request it.
You're going to request an absentee ballot.
You're sending an email to do research about this, so you can now spend time doing something that is statistically
significant. How much time are we talking about here?
How much time have you put into it so far?
10 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, with the research, I need to know these things, but I'm curious, right? Like, I do want to vote. I've wanted to vote for some time. One of the reasons I picked up and moved my life to New Hampshire was so that I could vote.
Even though statistically insignificant.
Yes! Okay. You idiot! There's no particular reason I have a gray shirt on. I have a gray shirt on because this is the one I picked out today. Life is full of choices, and almost all of them are insignificant. So what?
Yes,
but you didn't spend 10 minutes picking out your shirt only to arrive at an insignificantly colored one.
I spent more than 10 minutes ordering this shirt.
Mark, I don't spend 10 minutes ordering a single article of clothing.
Well, if I don't spend any time on the clothing, I wear the clothing that I get. This particular shirt I liked and I chose.
10 minutes, though?
It takes a while to put in a credit card number and do those things.
Okay,
more a significant act than voting.
Yes, I got a shirt out of it.
Yeah.
The likelihood that I get anything out of pulling an absentee ballot and voting, I mean, Joe Jorgensen will get something. The Libertarian Party will get something.
To Rick. He's been waiting there on the line in Florida. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
I hear you.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hold on. Let me get this speaker off.
All right. Pour me a drink, too.
You texted you, or sent a message
okay.
about what you thought about, you know, TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah, the
what do I think about TikTok
app thing?
And you use NPR as your news source.
That's why I
got a little upset, and I sent you a message.
I mean, we've used NPR before, but to whom did you send this message? I'm not sure if he even knows he's talking to more than one person. Yeah, it's a good question. To whom did you send the message?
Two or three people there, and that night you had two or three because I heard you on down here in Daytona. You were filling in because they were trying to fill in on 93.5.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. So let's get to the question that you had. So regarding
the question, I think that the question that you have is used NPR as a news source.
The NPR is a credible news source.
It's a government news source, so I wouldn't call it credible.
It's credible. I mean, it is a news source.
They are as much of a news source as any other biased news source.
Well, you quoted it that night, and that's why I jumped back.
So you're saying people should not use NPR to source news. Is that what you're saying, sir?
Yes, I am, actually. Okay.
Now, where do you think news is best sourced from? Is it Fox?
No. Fox is okay.
Okay, all right. What's the best? What is the preferred choice for Rick in Florida?
No, that was a question. The Chinese Communist Party.
They seem like a terrible source.
Huh?
And I sent you the EpicTimes.com.
Right, the Epic Times is a good source if you want to go up against
them. We've done interviews with them there.
If you want to talk about China, because that's the Chinese-owned, you know, entity out of Canada.
Well, it's not owned by the Chinese government. The Epic Times is opposition to the Chinese government. So you're in support of the Epic Times. We're on board with that one. Give me another one. What's another good one for Rick in Florida?
Oh, Rick in Florida, Gateway Pundit, always.
Gateway Pundit. Okay, is that an information site?
That's a breaking news site.
Okay.
Well,
Rick, if you've ever got some sort of news you want to talk about, we're happy to talk about it with you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We never did get my opinion on the TikTok thing. And outraged
what
that
TikTok
sort of
thing?
TikTok was, that Trump was threatening to ban TikTok.
Oh, that. What about it?
And, you know, what I would say
this is an app.
That,
it's one of the top apps in the world.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, at this moment in history, the Chinese Communist Party has become a greater threat than they have been previously because of consolidations in power that Xi Jinping has managed to get and these sorts of things. And when being an anti-statist, I'm of the opinion that that is the state that is of greatest threat to human liberty on the planet today.
Really? Have they ever thrown Ross Ulbricht in prison?
They haven't thrown Ross Ulbricht in prison, but they put plenty of activists in prison.
Are they a greater threat to your liberty than the United States government?
Probably not, unless I go over to their little shtick of land over there. But
so, not so much really the greatest threat to you, at least. You're saying to other people
elsewhere?
Well, I can leave,
remember? Like the
how nice.
One of the
some people can't.
Really? They can't leave America?
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard, but international travel is restricted. And if you don't have a passport, you're pretty much stuck.
Mexico's still taking you.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you can get there.
Yeah. If you've got a car. And
so are you in favor of Trump banning TikTok?
I am unsurprised at the political machinations that go on and the, you know, the overt aspects of it. Like, I'm not going to comment on things that I don't really.
Mark, is that you?
I was getting ready to compliment Mark in case he actually came out with an opinion because he is a talk show host and he's supposed to have opinions.
Yep.
But it does sound like you've been infected by a politician.
All right, I'll give you a straight answer on this one. Any company that comes out of China, I'm fine with them banning right now.
You are out of your mind.
Just ban.
Wow. Okay, so you've gone full
wham.
Statist.
No.
Didn't you just call yourself an anti-statist?
I'm against the state, but when states want to act like states, I hope that they get some more state.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following
you. That's exactly
you.
What you'll get once the United States government starts banning companies from a particular country, is more state.
So you want the U.S. government to be more like the Chinese government in order to protect you from the Chinese government? Is that what you're saying?
Cry about the United States banning any
First
Chinese
they came
company.
For the Chinese apps.
Yeah, well, good.
Then they came for the communists.
Yep, okay.
And then they came for the Nazis.
Okay, let them all go. You can have them all.
Yeah, good luck, man. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. if they ever come after you, I hope no one stands up for you.
You
man.
Mean the, you
I
mean
really
the,
do.
The commies and the Nazis and the Chinese Communist Party
yeah.
who weren't going to stand up for me
yeah,
anyway?
Yeah, you've got to have some principles, man. If you want to actually
they're
have
not
the freedom
stand
of
up
speech,
for your ass either,
if you
want
to have the freedom of speech, I don't care. I don't
you
require
won't
them to. I don't require them to. I will stand up for anyone's freedom. It doesn't matter what their beliefs are.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-4. 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, you can check out Intercoin at intercoin.org and invest in this project if you'd like, or potentially make some big gains possibly if you do that, and just be involved or perhaps shape its future, whatever level you want to get involved at. Intercoin.org. As we go to Rod, he's in Chattanooga, listening on the radio to WGOW. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Just talk a little bit about the Kamala Harris pick. Switching the radio around today before she and Mr. Biden spoke.
The Kamala Harris, I have to know what you said there. His selection. Biden selected her as the vice presidential pick.
Yeah, here's my point, guys. On NPR, I stopped counting at time six. They announced her, talked about what a big deal it was going to be because she was going to be the first African-American vice president if Biden's elected. Guess what, guys? She's not African-American. Her dad's from Jamaica. Her mom's from India.
Didn't I predict this yesterday?
It doesn't matter where she's from, but let me ask you this, guys. Why is that all you hear from CNBC, from MSNBC and CNN and NPR and folks like that?
They're actually trying to preempt calls like this. These news sources you're talking about are actually trying to preempt calls by saying conservatives are going crazy about Kamala Harris's race. And
you got it backwards. No, that's not right. The conservatives aren't going crazy. It's the liberals who are going crazy talking.
I would say
that's all you hear from these. But and here's my big point. Her dad was from Jamaica, okay? I don't know if you guys are aware of it or not, but her dad's family, some of the biggest slave owners in Jamaica.
I heard about that.
So here's my point. Here's my point, guys. If Kamala Harris and other folks were for reparations, should Kamala Harris not pay reparations?
She absolutely should. That's a great point. And well, she's basically,
if reparations happen, in all likelihood, Americans would all be paying for them, black, white,
But the point he's making is because her family was actually slavers. I don't know what my family did, right? Like, I have no idea if there was anything like that in my family's history. I'm sure a lot of us don't have that in our family histories, at least. But we know for a fact she does, at least according to him. And I've heard this elsewhere about her, in which case she stayed in the family business because being an attorney general is basically being a slaver. People in that role, especially where she was out in California, she shuffled God knows how many people of all colors into the California prison system. So many people under her control, whatever departments of so-called justice she was running there, they put countless people behind bars, many of whom were victimless criminals, and they turned them into slaves. When you put people behind bars, they become your unpaid or slightly barely paid workers. And that if you don't work for the county, like here in New Hampshire, if you don't work for the county, you're going to solitary confinement.
If you're working, not getting paid, and can't leave, you're a slave.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, the 13th Amendment is pretty clear that somebody cannot be forced into indentured servitude unless they've been convicted of a crime.
Now, what's really going to be entertaining,
means that, in fact, the 13th Amendment says that they're slaves, too.
What's going to be really entertaining is watching people on the left who 2 months ago were rallying around the idea of cutting the police departments and, defund the cops, and which is a good idea. Okay, they were rallying around these ideas and focusing on the terrible abuse that the police commit against black people, but also, I would say, of all people. Police will arrest and kill and destroy the lives of anybody given the opportunity. certainly poor people targeted more often than the rich. The police are doing that stuff, and Kamala Harris was in charge of the police. So it's going to be interesting watching the backbending going on as people explain why they're now voting for Kamala Harris. Because Joe Biden has already come out and supported the police. In the whole, during the Black Lives Matter run-up over the last few months, Biden made statements about how he supports the police. He doesn't support defunding the police. He, in fact, supports more funding for the police. Now, again, so does Trump, I'm sure. So which one of them is the bigger cop sucker, I don't know. But one of them's an actual cop, and that's Kamala Harris. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. Somebody posted a tweet from, and I don't know who it was, it might have been like a Hollywood star or some political guy on the on-air, I think it was the on-air chat, I apologize, it's in our Discord server, I wish I had it in front of me, but it showed this guy tweeting 2 years ago about how terrible Kamala Harris was.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days ago he tweeted again about how great she is.
Yeah, it's amazing the shift, just seeing the same face saying two completely different things.
Yeah.
I did see that same tweet.
Yep.
I guess if I'm forced into talking about Kamala Harris's race, which apparently is what everybody wants to talk about, what I'd like to talk about is, what did Kamala Harris do? Did Kamala Harris make the world a better place by when she had the reins of power?
No, not if she's an attorney general.
And I would suspect that she didn't. So if I'm supposed to care about her race, and I don't, one would presume that other people do. And did she make lives better? Because I hear that it's all about having a black running mate now. Let's just go ahead and take that premise.
Behind bars?
Did Kamala Harris make the lives of black people in San Francisco better by forcing parents, by threatening parents with jail for their kids not going to school for truancy? People who are the most vulnerable, it's most difficult for them to get to school. She thought the best thing to do was to employ the stick of government, as she called it, to threaten people to get them to send their kids to, well, probably the worst school in a given geographic area.
Yep. I don't know. I got nothing else to say about this woman.
Whether or not Kamala Harris is an African-American or black, well, she's clearly partially black, so okay. Fine.
She's more than likely of African American descent as well.
Yeah. African
American was a huge center of the international slave trade.
I think it's interesting that they're trying to call her Asian in order to lock up the Asian vote when she's Indian. I mean, isn't that kind of insulting to Indians? I mean, are Indians calling themselves Asians these days? What happened to the Indian
brand?
It's
close to Asia.
It is. I mean, but it's the Indian subcontinent, and it's a unique place with its own unique history. I don't understand this. It seems odd to me. But
well,
I
here's
know
an
that
idea.
Oriental rugs...
Instead of judging political candidates based on where their parents were from, how about we judge them based on what their ideas are? If indeed they're going to take a position on an issue, that's usually, helpful.
So Joe Biden at this point has rarely come out of his hole, his basement in Delaware.
Yeah, is he even going to go to a debate?
Well, supposedly he's going to
God, I hope so, man.
And
I cannot wait for this.
I'm curious, is Kamala Harris going to drag the Biden campaign out of the muck? Is it possible that they win because of this?
I would say no. I mean, if people actually don't want to have a cop as the vice presidential candidate, if indeed there is a large pushback from the left against the police, then they ought to at least vote for the Green Party. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is touting the economic recovery amid the coronavirus crisis.
We have the strongest economy, performing economy in the world. We're up, I think it's $9 trillion since March, $9 trillion in value. That's a number that nobody's ever heard of before.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she's ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, officially introducing his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. Harris has been in the Senate since 2017 and is formerly the Attorney General for the state of California. The Dow closed up 290 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. A media mogul who helped shape the modern entertainment industry has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has died at 97. Redstone started with a chain of drive-in movie theaters. He built it into a media empire that included Viacom, Paramount Pictures, and CBS. In a statement released earlier today, his daughter confirmed his passing, saying that he led an extraordinary life that shaped modern entertainment and that he built a legacy that is his media business.
57% of Americans agree with President Trump's executive order to shut down TikTok in the United States within 45 days, according to a new Harris poll data shared with USA Today on Wednesday. The survey was conducted right after President Trump made the announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. They've got a daily dispatch that'll allow you to stay up to date to get on the news from science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Coming up, we got the story about Uber. Apparently, California judge has ordered Uber and Lyft to reclassify their drivers as employees, and apparently they may be leaving California as a result. We can talk about that story, but first, actually, I wanted to make some changes around here in the LRN studios. So, you know, I've been inspired by all this COVID stuff that's really scary out there. COVID, very, very scary. It could kill children. It could kill your grandparents. It could kill you. And so, therefore, now we're going to be imposing a new system of cleanliness here at the LRN studios. I'm just going to outline the new requirements here for you, effective immediately. We were going to have a cleaning employee.
What are those called, girls?
We're going to have a cleaning employee clean anything that is needed to be cleaned after the use of anyone. We'll be cleaning the restroom after each use from our talent, and clean the elevator after each use. The Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer.
There's an elevator here.
We're going to add one.
Okay.
Around the building for talent and crews, we're going to have Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer everywhere. Signs will be around the building and the elevator to remind talent to use masks at all times. Masks are available for talent and crew if needed. Gloves are also available. Medic will be on site who checks temperatures and will be asking questions of talent. So you guys are going to need to be temperature checked and questioned every day. Area is cleared out before talent leaves the premises. Any item placed for talent outside their shooting studio will be cleaned before the talent uses it. COVID-19 releases will be signed before the talent is doing their thing. Reduced staff will be around. Cast-only bathrooms sequestered to one studio will be sanitizing pens after each use and have the talent sanitize their hands before using the pens.
I want to know who's going to go running around and doing this stuff because we don't have...
Cleaning employees. We're hiring them.
We did start with hiring, cleaning them.
There is no shortage of things that we can do to keep our talent safe. Collect and clean props or any items used during filming. Maintain social distance. Mask off patrols. That's right. We will have active security agents patrolling the premises to make sure that anyone with a mask off will be confronted and either given the opportunity to
pay
mask up.
A security guard enough to work here. I mean, for God's sakes, what kind of mental abuse would it be for somebody to put on a badge and a little security guard outfit and walk around the Free Talk Live studios telling people to put masks
things
on?
Things are changing here,
so
buddy.
So that Ian could tell them to F themselves.
Things are changing.
I don't know, but this sounds like a social experiment worth pursuing.
It doesn't to me. It's cruel. This is cruel.
All right, so this isn't actually a set of rules for our studio. But what it is the explanation from the React channel. I hadn't watched React in a while. It's a very busy channel, and I don't have time to watch
the
things that they
make. Kids react to and adults react to
that channel. It's, you know, they make some entertaining videos over the years that I've enjoyed here and there. But they are based in California.
Oh.
And so I happened to watch one of their videos that they did.
Did they do people react to this asinine list video?
No, I suspect they would support it, though, given they're in California and those people out there are freaking out. But this was the list of things. So, like, when you start the video, it says, look below to see all the cleaning things we're doing. Because it's like it's a big deal for them to have started doing their productions again. They're, you know, they bring in these reactors from different parts of California or whatever, mm-hmm. and they have
everybody wants
react,
to be a movie star, right?
To various different things, and so they're all in the same studio together. And so now that they're back, they feel the need to explain to all their viewers all the things they're doing to keep their talent safe and to keep people safe, you know, just to make sure that everybody knows. So I was like, oh, I gotta see this, and so I went down, and that was it. And the final item on the list: distribute air high fives. Because they've done something. They're keeping people safe from COVID. And by the way,
fist bumps are like almost 95% safer than like handshaking. So, I mean, if you really want to do something, you can bump fists or elbows or wrists or whatever the heck you want to do.
No, sir. No, according to there was something on the newscast, actually, before one of our top of the hours, I think it was Fox News, that was saying there's now been another study done that shows that 16 feet is, instead of 6 feet, 16 feet airborne droplets or whatever particles were detectable at 16 feet.
Well, detectable doesn't mean...
Here we go.
The viral load sufficient to give somebody a case of COVID.
Well, it doesn't matter, Mark, because if you want to be as safe as possible, it's going to need to be 16 feet away.
If you want to be safe as possible,
you're going to need goggles.
Get a sailboat and don't come back. Get a fishing rod and a sailboat and come back in 2021 and see how it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be much improved.
No, I don't think so. It may be worse.
At this point, the number president. Of... The number of deaths isn't even reaching the peak of flu season.
Doesn't matter. Everyone's
scared.
Yeah,
they don't care.
People are scared.
They could be scared, but at this point, they're not even scared of the flu season. Like, it's, you know, when you talked about this in March and you said, you know, you talk about Trump calling it the flu. It's not the flu! It's not the flu! You know, the people are just screaming, it's not the flu! Well, nobody said it was the flu, except for
but
Trump.
It's basically the flu.
It's not the flu. It's an illness.
We just had a guy call in last night. He said it felt like the flu.
It's an illness. It is an upper respiratory infection. It has some similarities to the flu. It, as far as a viral
like
shape,
the cold too.
Yeah, it's a coronavirus. A cold is a coronavirus. So there's some comparisons. But at this point, it's not even killing as many people as die.
Your
at the
logic
peaks of the,
does not apply. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter.
I was actually, I had to do it after months of not ever having worn one of these awful medical authoritarian corporate masks. I had to do it. I went to a bank and I wanted to send a wire transfer, and there was no other way for me to do this. There was no online method. There was no, I couldn't do the drive through. I couldn't do anything but go into the bank. They didn't like my V mask. They said to me, the manager says to me,
are you kidding
me?
Yeah.
I said, I'm here to send a wire transfer. She demanded that I put their mask on.
Why didn't they accept your V for Vendetta mask?
She didn't explain.
No, there's no explanation. This is new COVID America.
My religious objection didn't matter.
Now I see why you were trying to grill me over me choosing to spend 10 minutes, typing an email to get an absentee ballot. You're angry at yourself for violating something that you consider to be your principles surrounding masks.
Yes, but my mission to spread Bitcoin overrode that principle. And
I am not trying to indict you, my brother.
I applaud you
in being mentally flexible enough to put on the mask.
Oh, it was not easy, and I was not happy about it. I was not trying to be mean to the nice lady who was just doing her job or whatever. I'm like, look, I know you're just doing your job, but this is pretty dehumanizing, basically. I mean, I essentially...
Says the guy wearing a mask of another man's face.
Yeah, well, I wasn't wearing that at that point. It was on the top of my head
All right. For
the rest of the time. But, you know, she started coming up with this sort of gobbledygook about how she had a 7-year-old child. She herself probably wasn't any older than 35.
A 7-year-old child is so incredibly unlikely
to
catch the COVIDs.
You know, I sort of said, well, you know, used to be people just got sick and got over it. You know, kids get sick, people get sick. You know, you either make it through it or you don't. That's the way it used to be. And she seemed to sort of acknowledge that. And she just was like, well, we've got to be good citizens. We've got to be obedient. Or she didn't say obedient. We've got to be compliant or something like that. And she just was just like rattling off all these compliance, obedience talking points.
No part
of
doing business with you or me is compliant with anything the government wants them to do, whether we wear masks or not.
So it was disappointing. It was sad, and I can totally understand why people don't want to wear these things. It was awful. It was dehumanizing. It was hot. And
it was exactly as bad as
there wasn't air conditioning.
It was just as bad as I expected it to be.
They didn't have air conditioning?
It heats your face. So yeah, they have air conditioning, but it heats your face up by probably 10 degrees.
Sometimes it gets
itchy. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So, by the way, I want to make sure to invite you to freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for years. You can download as many as you like, listen whenever you want over at freetalklive.com. So there's an interesting story since I was talking about the mask situation, which is just god-awful and oppressive. But how does it feel to a rape survivor? Well, that's what The Guardian is looking at here, according to their story. When Georgina Fallows even contemplates putting on a mask, the flashbacks to her rape can be overwhelming and debilitating. And she's not alone. Rape survivors are among those voicing deep concerns about the stigma and ensuing mask rage attached to not wearing face covering in shops, on transport, and in other public places, prompting calls for better recognition of legitimate reasons why people are exempt. A number of rape and sexual abuse survivors have told the charity Rape Crisis that they're so scared of being confronted and verbally abused for not wearing face masks, they're avoiding places where they may be challenged.
Sure.
Quote, a significant proportion of rape survivors had their mouths or noses covered or were choked or smothered as part of the abuse and violence that they experienced, said the spokesperson for Rape Crisis England and Wales. She said further, covering their face and nose now can trigger flashbacks, panic attacks, and severe anxiety. But wait a minute, they must hate their grandmother if they don't want to have a mask on. Severe distress is recognized by the government as a reason for a legal exemption from the mandatory use of face coverings. And this is, again, in the UK, where this story is coming out of. But rape victims...
Just another instance where the liberals are eating themselves.
Yep. Rape victims still fear they will be castigated.
Well, they certainly will be. And yep. It's absurd to...
Because no one knows you're a rape victim just by looking at you.
Right.
And these people will just look at you and say, oh, you don't have a mask on. You hate my grandparents. You want to kill my children.
Yep.
You're a murderer.
You're immediately bad and ostracized if you're not doing the signaling of putting a mask on.
That's right.
Well, don't get me wrong, but hasn't The Guardian been one of the chief contributing factors to this fervor on the left about people not wearing masks and how evil and horrible they must be?
This is the first
counterpiece. Well, this crap is on you, Guardian. Yeah. You're the reason these rape victims are hiding in their homes scared to go out.
Yeah, well, they propagated it. They definitely propagated it. They assisted in this. And now, all of a sudden, oh, well, they figured out a reason why somebody might not want to wear a mask.
I don't see anything wrong with people learning from mistakes. And if they're coming out and you know, publishing this article, it is a step towards admitting error.
Quote, there's a lot of assumptions that people who aren't wearing their masks are behaving that way because they're selfish, stupid, careless, or a combination of all three. This lack of awareness is creating legitimate anxiety among rape survivors that if they go out and about, they might not be met with empathy and care. Fallows, 29-year-old solicitor, suffers from PTSD.
Yeah, the amazing thing is that everybody who's upset with you going out, you know, without a mask is already out themselves. You know, like the safest place to be is it in your home by yourself. So what are you doing out?
Well, it's even safer in prison.
I don't think it is, no.
If they're in isolation.
Probably not. You're going to be right next door to some foul, infected person.
Quote, for part of my rape, he had his hand over my mouth. As a result, anything over my mouth, even an oxygen mask, can trigger a flashback. And that's hugely distressing. Physically, it feels like I'm back there again, and he's raping me, and I'm dying, she said. The distress she suffers amid flashbacks can be so severe that paramedics have felt it necessary to call the police to hold her down so they can sedate her.
She says, because that's what you need to do with a rape victim who's having a freaking flashback is hold her down.
Right.
What is wrong with this? What is wrong with these people?
Quote, it's absolutely...
Do they not know how to treat people with mental health issues?
Horrendous. I would like to be able to wear a mask, not just for my own health, but because I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. But even the thought of putting on a mask makes me very, very panicky.
Well, it's not all about you, is it, little missy? You got to wear a mask to protect other people.
Yeah, it's about grandma. When she tried to get her hair cut after lockdown, another customer interrogated her about her lack of a mask, refusing to accept her reply that she was exempt. Quote, she told me that was ridiculous and that I said I had no proof. I cried all the way home. She truly believed I was a self-centered, ignorant girl who didn't give an S about anybody else. I felt completely worthless. Unquote.
Yeah, this whole mask thing really gives people who are, you know, wanting to get off on other people's business an excuse.
Since then, whenever she's tried to go to an enclosed public space without a mask, she has been challenged. She is now avoiding all shops and public transport, which, since she has no car, is severely restricting to where she can go. She says, quote, I can't see my family who live 2 hours away. If I want to go anywhere, I have to walk, unquote. So she is... She's been run out of every public space that she's been to by some harridan, some awful human being who is just absolutely verbally assaultive towards her. She fears it could leave her vulnerable to another attack, given that she has to walk everywhere. She was dragged off of the street by her rapist, and so spends a lot of time alone in her bedroom. She says, quote, I've tried so hard to rejoin life again, as it were, but it feels like it's all been taken away again, unquote. She has contacted her MP, local councillor, and mayor to urge them to mount a public awareness campaign about the legitimate reasons for mask exemptions, but received no response.
Nobody wants to touch this because it's you know, it's electric on both ends.
She has waived her right to anonymity to raise awareness. She says people feel like they have the right to challenge you, and that's awful. You wouldn't look at me and know I'd been raped, but I was, and it's a huge problem for me. I spend most of my time trying to forget what happened to me. I don't need to be challenged about this 3 or 4 times a day, just trying to live my life. All it does is remind me of something I'm desperately trying to forget. Grape Crisis wants shops and public transport companies to display signs and remind customers there are legitimate reasons people may not be wearing masks, which may not always be visible and obvious, and discourage customers from challenging each other.
I mean, if a customer comes into your place of business and they start being hostile or belligerent to other customers, you ask the belligerent person to leave. I don't care if they're wearing a mask and they're wearing a mask so they're on the same team with you. They're being belligerent to your customers. That's not okay.
This whole thing is not okay. This whole idea that people can be crappy to other people because of, you know, what thing that they've decided or not decided to adorn themselves with. I mean, it is so offensive.
Ask them where the hell their goggles are.
Yep, great.
They want
great
to ask
point.
You where your mask is. Where are your goggles?
By the way,
where
I have yet to see that. Have you seen any goggle people around? I have not.
Dude, if I did, I would have shown you the picture by now.
I saw a guy wearing an actual gas mask working at the New Hampshire liquor store.
Was he was an employee?
Though?
Yeah, he's a long-haired dude. What?
Was he trolling, though?
I don't know.
He was an employee.
Because
I tried to wear
it. I can't tell you whether he was wearing it ironically, okay? I don't know.
Was he? Wait, just to be clear, he was an employee?
He was playing with boxes of liquor. How's that?
See, now that's probably just somebody trolling, but, you know, you don't know unless you ask.
He got a smile out of me.
I tried to wear a mask. And how'd that go? It didn't. I couldn't wear it at work. I mean, I haven't tried, like, wearing it to Walmart or anything.
Right, right,
I mean, it's a bit ostentatious.
Yeah, it is. Wait, you? You don't want to wear something ostentatious?
That was a bit much, man.
So this is terrible.
You wear it down the street. You know? It's street theater.
It's terrible what's going on out there, and I don't know if it's going to get better anytime soon. I know Conan was saying he thinks it's going to be the cause of the Civil War. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
I think Conan's constantly looking for a Civil War. But
but I think this mask crap is here to stay for years.
It's just awful.
Well, okay. So I support people being able to wear masks.
Sure. People should be free to make a choice about themselves.
And their businesses.
Yeah, they should be.
Right.
But that's not what we're seeing.
No.
We're seeing mandates. The city of Keene, criminal enterprise as it is, went ahead and passed a mask mandate last week. It's been not quite a week. It was last Thursday night that they passed it. There's going to be a protest scheduled this weekend here in Keene. And there are a lot of business owners who are quietly unhappy with this, from what I understand. I've heard things. And it's just the thing is business owners are too afraid to do anything about it. Because the mask people are out there, and they are an economic weight. They spend money, they are out shopping, and they want to feel safe. So we got run out of our Sunday night hangout as a result of that, basically. I mean, they said they still want to sell us some food, obviously, but they don't want us inside with masks without masks on. So that's a non-starter.
Do they have an app you can order from outside, and they bring it out?
Well, if there's seats available, but frequently those seats are completely full and or there are very few of them available.
Yeah, I must say that I'm looking at outside seating more often these days.
Yeah. So the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about Uber and Lyft. Get into technology. They're apparently maybe being run out of the state of California by a judge's decision reclassifying their drivers as employees, which is... That's not their business model. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free line, but that's what these union people out in California have been wanting.
Yeah, because they want Uber to leave California.
They don't want competition for their taxi businesses, that's for sure. More coming up here. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway and the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.